وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you with afiyah and with safety, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices blessings on you. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we continue with that aspect regarding the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was in Dhul Hijjah, 10th year of Hijri, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to perform the last Hajj of his life and ordered all his Azwaji Mutahara to join him. The Arabs of every place were desirous of having the good fortune of accompanying him. A wave of people was seen in every direction, and there were more than 100,000 devoted Muslims who joined Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the echoes of Talbiyah ringing out from all directions. They were all saying, Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaika la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk, la sharika lak. O Allah, we are here before you. O Allah, we are here before you. O Allah, you have no partner. All praise, bounty, and kingship belongs to you alone. You have no partner. They were all proceeding towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heavens did see big gatherings, you know, of humans, but they never witnessed a unique scene as this one here, because such a large number of people proclaiming the greatness of Allah and His oneness, and they also proclaiming that Allah is no partner, and they are going in one direction towards the Baytullah. So this caravan of the most righteous of Allah's servants, under the leadership of the most perfect human, were proceeding as though the effulgence of acceptance and acknowledgement of the truth seemed to be pouring forth from the earth to the heavens. In Arafat, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid beneath a stretched out blanket at a spot called Namira. And today there is a masjid there that is known as Masjid Namira. In the afternoon, he mounted his camel Qaswa and called out, Ya ayyuhan nas, isma'u qawli. O people, listen to what I have to say. He then said, O people, listen. Ya ayyuhan nas, isma'u. Fa inni la adri la'alli la alqaakum ba'da ami hadha, fi mawqifi hadha, fi shahrikum hadha, fi baladikum hadha. O people, listen. Because I may not meet you after this year, at this place, in this month, and in this city. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered an eloquent sermon which caused the plains and mountains of Arafat to echo. He wanted to make them feel the importance of the time and place. And so he said, "Atadruna ayyu yawmin hadha? Qalu Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Qala fa inna hadha yawmun haramun. أتدرون أي بلد هذا؟ قالوا الله ورسولهم أعلم. قال بلد حرام. قال أتدرون أي شهر هذا؟ قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال شهر حرام. Do you know what day this is? And he replied, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, this is a sacred day. Do you know what city this is? They replied, Allah and his messenger know best. He said, it is a sacred day. It is a sacred city. Do you know what month this is? They replied, Allah and his messenger knows best. He said, it is a sacred month. They all acknowledged the fact that he fulfilled the responsibilities of Risalat and Prophethood for 23 consecutive years by saying, we testify that you fulfilled your responsibility. On the other side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announced the ayat of the noble Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam dina. Today I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your deen. You know what a dynamic ayah this is. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a statement, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. This day I have completed your deen for you. So when something is complete and I have perfected it for you, then it cannot be made more perfect or more complete. So those people who intend adding anything new to the religion, feeling there may have been a deficiency, they should understand the fact that the deen has been perfected, that it has been completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred it to it as his favor. And then there are other groups of modernists who feel that the deen has too much and we have to water it down and we have to appease a lot of other people. Forget about appeasing Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they bring about changes in the deen. This is also going contrary to the vein of the ayat, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena, which echoed in the plains of Arafat. The sequence of divine revelation which had commenced in the seclusion of the cave of Hira was completed in this vast assembly on the plains of Arafat. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised the Sahaba ikram, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبِ. The one who is present must convey this message to the one who is not there. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's farewell sermon most certainly deserves to be made an amulet for one's life because it contains excellent words of advice and admonition for the entire ummah. The note which Professor Khaliq Ahmad Nizami Marhum wrote under it is also very effective and valuable. It is an expression of his spiritual and religious emotions and inclinations. It may well be the means for Allah pardoning him. This is certainly not difficult for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala reward him. So on Monday morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised the curtain which was suspended between the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salah was in progress at the time. He continued watching the scene, which was actually the result of his pure teachings. His face was beaming and lips were smiling from this beautiful scene. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu assumed that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to join in the salat, and so he moved back. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated with his hands for him to continue. His indication was sufficient to set the minds of everyone at rest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then lowered the curtain and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu completed the salah. When the day progressed further, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for his beloved daughter, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He whispered something into her ears and she began crying. He then whispered something else and she began smiling. She relates that the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me was that he is about to depart from this world. And the second thing which he said was that I will be the first one from the Ahl Bayt to join him. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave her the glad tidings on that day, Sayyidatu Nisa'il Alameen, the leader of the women of the world. This is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called for Hazrat Hassan and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhumah. He kissed them and advised the people to respect them. He then called for his pure wives and advised them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his head on his lap and advised him as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed saliva was falling on Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu's face. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on this occasion, As-salat, as-salat, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Be mindful of salah, and be mindful of salah twice, and the slaves which you own. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, this was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's final advice. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept on repeating the advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now began experiencing the pangs of death. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was supporting him at the time. A glass of water was kept at his headside. He would dip his hand in the water and pass it over his face. His face would turn red at times and blue at times. He was uttering these words, La ilaha illallah, inna lil mawti sakarat. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. Death certainly comes with his pangs. He must always make dua, Allahumma hawwin alayna sakaratil mawt. O Allah, ease the pangs of death for us. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala entered with a fresh miswak in his hand. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's eyes fell on the miswak, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala softened it with her teeth and gave it to him. He used it, raised his hand, and he said, Allahumma al-rafiqul a'la, I have now opted for the highest companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What better companionship can there be than the companionship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed soul left his pure body on Monday, the 12th of Rabiul Awal, 11th Hijri, corresponding with the 9th June 632, at the time of mid-morning, duha, charged. He was 63 years and 4 days old, according to the lunar calendar. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahumma salli wa sallim alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a short span of 25 years, transformed the entire Arabian Peninsula. And those people whose hearts were so hard, he changed them and they became the leaders of the world. They were triumphant over the Byzantine Empire, the Persian Empire, and the Roman empires of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them victory upon victory, and then Islam spread, you know, to the four corners of the world, North Africa. If you look at the entire Middle East, if you look at the Asian countries as well, and if you look at the Russian Federation, you know, all the countries that are attached to it, from Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, the light of Islam spread as far as Indonesia and Malaysia. And nobody can ever make that bold statement that this was done with the power of the sword. No, 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 no. This was done with the pure Nabawi character which the Sahaba-i-Kiram embraced in their time. You know, and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mannerisms and his way, which they spread out and propagated far away, that had a dynamic impact on the people, that the people embraced Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the highest abode in Jannah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Increase in our hearts the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A person will be with whom he loves. O Allah, increase in our hearts the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the love of the Sahaba-i-Kiram and the love of your pious servants. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.